Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of deliverance. We've talked about the fact that these signs follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. All believers are supposed to cast the evil spirits out of themselves and help to cast them out of others. We also saw that Jesus preached the gospel and brought forth deliverance to bring people out of captivity. We saw that he went into all the synagogues of Galilee, not only preaching the gospel but casting out the evil spirits. We also saw the fact that our adversary is Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy or devour in some aspect, that life is spiritual, and that the enemy works through his evil spirits, who are personalities that work to try to bring destruction in a person's life. How do these evil spirits come in? Generally, they come from inheritance, our own sins, or victimized in life. And these curses have a cause, which is sin and or iniquity, and an enforcement of it, which are the spirits that come in from the open door of sin or iniquity. Because the demons have come into us, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all have an inheritance line of generational iniquity curses, therefore, man needs deliverance. Who is deliverance for? It's not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God. Remember, it's the children's bread for those in covenant relationship with God who are the born-again Christians today. Furthermore, if you cast demons out of someone who's of the world, they could not retain their deliverance, as they would be in worse shape. So who is deliverance for? It's for those who are Christians, who are born again. How can Christians have evil spirits in them? It's understanding the makeup of a person. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says we're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a physical body. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we get a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Demons are not in our spirit, but they are still in our soul and in our body. And we gave the illustration of the Old Testament temple, Holy of Holies, holy place and outer court, which is a type of the New Testament temple, which you and I are, spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies, where God's presence was dwelling, is likened to our spirit, where God dwells in us. The holy place likened to our soul, and the outer court likened to our physical body. The physical inhabitants carrying on their sinful, evil activities were not in the Holy of Holies, where God's presence was, but they were in the holy place and or outer court. And Jesus came in to cast them out, to cleanse the temple, showing that the presence of God in the physical temple and the Holy of Holies did not keep out or get out the evil inhabitants that were in the temple. Someone had to cast them out. Well, the evil inhabitants are a type of the spiritual evil inhabitants, which are the evil spirits that are in us, in our soul or body. And the presence of God in our spirit does not get the evil spirits out of us. Someone has to come in and cast them out. And that is what Jesus tells us to do. Through the name of Jesus, using the authority delegated to us, we command the spirits to come out of us in the name of Jesus. We talked about how these spirits come in and they can affect you in your soul, which is made up of your will, intellect, and emotions, and or in your body, causing physical sicknesses, all kinds of problems, addictive compulsive bondages, and so forth, and that these spirits can affect you physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or socially. Now, we also talked about the subject of being possessed versus being oppressed. People will say, are you saying I'm possessed with the evil spirits? And what they really mean is, are you saying that they're inside of me? And the answer is yes. Where? Not in your spirit, but in your soul and in your body. Demons will come in from inheritance. Your own sins are victimized in life, and they will be in the soul, affecting your mind, will, or emotions, and in your physical body, and they must be cast out. They can also try to work at you from the outside, trying to get you to sin, to yield to them, to allow them to come into you. Jesus never cast off any demons. He cast them out. If he cast them out, then they were in before they came out. We also discussed whether this is just flesh problems or evil spirits that are in us. There's been many that just think that these are just flesh problems, but there's an interconnection between the flesh and having demons within you. When you walk in the flesh, you sin. When you sin, you give place to the devil, and the evil spirits will be able to come in. There's an interconnection between the flesh and the demons. We gave that scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, where the Bible says, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. There's a filthiness of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And so we got to deal with all the fleshly things, but also we got to deal with the unclean spirits, which is the filthiness of the spirit. There's no filthiness in our spirit, but the filthiness of the spirit are the evil spirits that are in the soul and the body, which must be cast out. Now, we also mentioned that there's a network of spirits that are in us. We pointed out that this is clearly seen in the Old Testament types. The Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the world. The exodus out of Egypt is a type of the new birth. The physical promised land given to them is a type of the spiritual promised land, which are the promises of God. In going in to possess the land, there were all these physical enemies, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Girgazites, Amorites, in city after city, and there were numbers of them in each city. This is a type of the spiritualites, which are the evil spirits that are in us, and they can be in area after area of our life, and there can be groups of them in each area. It is a process of systematically driving them out, because when God told them to go in to possess the land, they had to go in and take it by warfare. In fact, the word possess means occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. In like manner, you and I are going to spiritually occupy the promises of God by driving out the spiritual inhabitants, which are the evil spirits that are hindering us from possessing the promises in our life. They use the physical sword, we use the spiritual sword, which is our mouth speaking in line with the word of God. And in each city they had to utterly destroy them all and drive them all out, continually swing the sword until they were all dispossessed. In like manner, you and I are going to go into every area of our life and systematically cast out all the spirits until they're all gone. We also talked about why we pursue deliverance. It's part of the Great Commission, the first sign to follow the believer. It also brings forth the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God, because Jesus said in Matthew 12:29, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God, which is the rule and the reign of God, will come unto you or be manifested in your life. Also in Matthew 12:29, you bind the strong man who is Satan, and then you spoil his works as you spoil his house, the demonic network in you. And how do you do that? By casting the spirits out. We also saw it brings forth freedom from captivity, and it will perfect holiness in the fear of God. Also, through casting out the spirits, you will break the inherited curses from coming to pass in your life. Because remember, these spirits have come in at the time of conception. It also will bring soul realm and physical realm healing and restoration in your life. And also, you'll learn practically how the enemy has worked against you, and how he has brought you into bondage or led you in the ways of sin and destructive works, and had these continual cycles of problems going on in your life, all because of the presence of the spirits. And remember that deliverance is a little by little process of systematically casting out the spirits until they're all gone. Now today we're going to move on and talk about how these evil spirits enter us. Specifically, remember that they come in from three general ways. 1, inheritance. 2, sin. And 3, being victimized in life. Through inheritance, how does this come in? In Numbers 14, verse 18, the Bible says that the Lord is long-suffering, of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. These inherited generational iniquity curses come down the line, affecting us from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents' iniquities. In Lamentations chapter 5, in verse 7, the Bible says our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquity. So these inherited curses come at the time of conception, and they carry on for 3 to 4 generations. Now there also is a generational curse which is 10 generations long. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2, the Bible says, a bastard which is a illegitimate child shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. And then in verse 3, it talks about an Ammonite or a Moabite, which are those that were the product of incest, because remember that Ammon and Moab were the children from Lot and his daughter's incestual activity that produced them. So this is the product of incest, and it is also a 10-generational curse. This means it'll carry on for 10 generations from illegitimacy or being a product of incest. Now, you're not at fault for that, but nonetheless, you're affected by it because of the iniquities of your forefathers. Evil spirits can also come in the womb. If you were not wanted, or attempted abortion occurred, or you had father rejection, mother rejection, abandonment, or some means where there was trauma that occurred while you were in the womb, then spirits can come into you at that particular time as well. In fact, I've seen cases where a mother did not want the child after it was conceived and then changed their mind and decided to have the child. And then as that child grew up, it's like there always was a wall hindering their relationship and they never could bond together. It's because of the presence of the spirits that came in because of the rejection in the womb. Spirits can also come in during childhood from abuse, from fears, from trauma, from rejection, from rivalry, from fighting, from strife in the home. Spirits that are allowed to come in because of what goes on in the household. Spirits can come in from abuse by parents or authority figures. Spirits can come in from sins of disobedience of any type that'll bring a curse upon you. Also through the gates of your ears, your eyes, your mind, and your words, and your steps of your feet. In Psalms 101 verse 3, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. That's why you have to watch what you see on the TV or in any movies. You are going to be an open door to allow spirits to come into you. In Mark 4:24, take heed what you hear. You got to watch what you hear with your ears. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, it speaks of how the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety so that their minds would be corrupted from the simplicity that was in Christ. This is why we have to cast down imaginations and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, as it says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. In James chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, it speaks of how therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. He says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you, through one of your members, one of the gates that allows things to come into you, your eyes, your ears, your mind, or your words, you are going to allow evil spirits to come in if you yield them unto sin. Sexual sin outside of marriage will allow spirits to come in. It'll establish ungodly soul ties. And there'll be lustful spirits, lust of the eyes, lust in the mind, fornication. Spirits will come in from adultery. They'll also come in from being victimized if you've been through rape or incest or molestation or some kind of sexual trauma in your life. Also, evil spirits will come in from involvement with witchcraft. If you had any occult involvement in your life, curses, hexes, and spells can be upon you. If you are involved in palm reading or tarot cards or Ouija board or horoscopes or mediums or calling psychic lines, going to fortune tellers or hypnotists or anything that is of the occult, you would allow spirits to come into you. Also having accursed objects such as a Buddha or statues of idols, occult jewelry, symbols of witchcraft, good luck charms, pagan worship artifacts, any type of New Age insignia or occult objects of some sort, they will allow spirits to come as well. They can come in from idolatry, making people or job or sports or sports stars or movie stars or anything an idol which is a source other than the Lord. They also can come in from accidents, injuries, traumatic events that have occurred in a person's life. They can also come in from being involved in false religious cults. And they also can come in from New Age medical practices that we see that go on that are based on spiritual principles such as acupuncture, acupressure, iridology. These are just some of the ways that they come in. And any areas of sin or being victimized in life will allow evil spirits to come into you. What do we have to do? We have to cast them out. How do we know what demons are in us? We know it by detection of the problems in our life and or by revelation by the Holy Spirit. What do we need to do? We've got to cast these evil spirits out of us to get set free from all the bondages. We're going to talk about that in the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.